WMFO in Medford.
In future time, we'll hold it closer. Imagining we were older, yet through it all, they'll be playing a song.
shit in the pool.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. And our theme this evening, well, winter's on the way out and we're celebrating with songs about cold things and things about winter in general. Things that happened during the winter. Things that happened during past winters. We began with Johnny Winter and his song called Johnny Guitar. And then we heard A Hazy Shade of Winter from Simon and Garfunkel. And then Stone Cold Crazy by Queen, a very deep cut that you aren't going to hear on the commercial radio stations. And that was from their earlier album, Sheer Heart Attack, as opposed to one of their more mid-career songs called Sheer Heart Attack, written by their drummer and sung by their drummer on their News of the World album. A real rock and punk influenced song that was. But that's not what you heard. You heard Stone Cold Crazy with Freddie Mercury singing. And of course, Brian May playing the guitar. And then we heard from the Steve Miller Band, Wintertime, off their perfect compilation album, The Greatest Hits from 1974 to 1978 from the Steve Miller Band. And then a more serious sound collage mix for you. The Space Shuttle Challenger disaster, as reported live at the time by NASA. Mixed on top of Denki Groove's Snow and Ice. And we followed that with Pete Yorn and Ice Age and Apollo 440, Cold Rock the Mic. You know, here at WMFO, we love all kinds of music. And Balkan Music Night is coming up here in the Boston area. Yes, Balkan Music Night is the Boston area's premier event devoted to the exciting and soulful repertoires of traditional music and dance from Southeastern Europe. And the 34th annual Balkan Music Night's going to be next Saturday, March 16th, It's going to feature music and dance from Bulgaria and Greece and Hungary and Macedonia, Serbia, and other Balkan countries, performed by master musicians. Yeah, not amateurs. No, master musicians and bands from near and far. With performances of lively instrumental music and expressive vocal music, you'll be able to listen and dance. There's going to be light refreshments. There's going to be dance instructions. And of course, dance performances are going to be an integral part of the fun. It all starts next Saturday, March 16th at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center at 51 Walden in Concord, Massachusetts. And if you want more details, and if you want to purchase tickets, you should go to BalkanMusicNight.com on the internet. Yes, that's BalkanMusicNight.com. This has been a public service message from BalkanMusicNight.com. And of course, your music loving friends here, WMFO in Medford. So what I got coming up for you is a mix that I spent a couple of hours working on this afternoon. I was inspired by Chuck Yu and a piece that he did several years ago that was a remix of Wendy Carlos's Spring, an extensive remix. And what I'm doing here is we're starting with the remastered version of Wendy Carlos's Winter from the 1972 Sonic Seasonings album. And then I also took her song Rhea from Digital Moonscapes. And then her song, A Woman's Song, from Beauty and the Beast. And I mixed that up with excerpts from Chuck Yu's report on the January Boston Women's Rally. And in particular, we're going to be hearing Tanisha Sullivan from the NAACP and Carol Rose from the Massachusetts ACLU. And then, even more extensively, my congresswoman, Ayanna Pressley, who replaced our previous long-serving congressional representative, Mike Capuano, who certainly a number of people felt had just been in that spot all way too long, a career politician. And as happens, somebody gets all fired up and energetic, and they go during the primaries for the particular party, generally around here in Massachusetts, the Democratic Party. And the incumbent doesn't pay too much attention, and they lose in the primaries. And when you're losing the Democratic primary for Congress here in Massachusetts, because of the way our system works, well, then that's pretty much it. And the winner of the Democratic primary, unless really strange things happen, ends up winning the general election pretty much without a whole lot of effort. So we're going to be hearing that. And also in this mix, we're going to be hearing from Professor Joanne Meyerowitz, who, if you're a longtime listener, you might recognize some of her clips about the American male-to-female transsexual from the early 1950s, Christine Jorgensen. I've mixed that into a couple of different sound collage mixes before. And then also in this mix, we're going to be hearing Wendy Carlos talking about one of her initial synthesizer experiments and coming up with the well tempered synthesizer. It was a bonus track from the Switched On Box CD. And I mixed all this up in Apple's Logic Pro X, which is an incredible Mac OS music production software. And it's pretty complicated, and I've got so much to learn, but I'm proceeding forward with it, and well, here now for ya is an example of some of what can be done. Here is Wendy Carlos's Winter and Rhea and A Woman's Song, and some women who spoke at the January Boston Women's Rally. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Freeform Radio.
optimism. It's a message of hope and aspiration for who and what we will continue to accomplish together. Sisters, this is a pivotal moment in our history, and I'm here to ask you to go deeper. Sisters, I'm gonna ask you to continue to fight for gender rights and other issues that matter to women in our families, but that you not forget the intersection and the weight of this country's most constant and persistent foe, our deepest stain, racism. I am here today on behalf of my sisters of color with a message for our white sisters. We need you to show up for us. We need you to be deliberate and intentional in your advocacy. By our movement, by what we've accomplished in just the past 2 years, the odds we have overcome, the hope we have realized from Beacon Hill to Capitol Hill. But we've got more work to do. We can deliver more and we can be better. We need you to recommit to be stronger, bolder, ever more vigilant, because the reality is, my sisters, you're likely to see equality before we do. And though justice is slow for all of us, justice has always been more inclined to the voices of our white sisters than it has been to our sisters of color. So we need you to state unequivocally that equality and justice for women of color is a non-negotiable.
Thank you. Assault and harassment, who would take away our right to contraception and abortion, who separates women and their children at the border and here in Massachusetts. And we have a message: we won't go back. So join me in saying, yes, we will. Will we fight for women's rights in the courts? Yes, we will. Will we fight for women's rights in the state house? Yes, we will. Will we fight for women's rights through social media and on the internet? Yes, we will. Will we vote for women to elective office at the polls? Yes, we will. Together with Planned Parenthood, NARAL Massachusetts, and Jane Doe, your ACLU is here today, tomorrow, and always. Thank you.
The well-tempered synthesizer required many of the same experimental tests as it took to assemble its better-known predecessor. By now, our experience showed, and the tests were much more polished and focused than some of the earliest trials for Switched on Bach. With our prior experience, it wasn't difficult to choose effective Bach pieces. Not so easy to tackle were the keyboard sonatas by Domenico Scarlatti, or the orchestral Water Music by Handel. Here is an early attempt to perform our second Scarlatti Sonata, which is in D minor, K96. This reasonably well-polished version has registrational problems, and its tempo shifts are somewhat clumsy. To this final version we did next.
Male transsexual. She was born in the Bronx in 1926 as George Jorgensen Jr. She went to Denmark in 1950 in search of sex change surgery. She had had since childhood this long-standing, irrepressible desire to live her life as a woman. And in Denmark, she found some doctors who were willing to experiment on her, and she came back to the United States in 1953. But before that, in December of 1952, her story made the news while she was recovering in a hospital bed in Copenhagen. And the New York Daily News had this front page banner headline reading, XGI becomes blonde beauty. And after that, she became a media celebrity.
Thank you.
From the early 20th century on, sex was pretty much everywhere in American society, and sex had a lot of different meanings. From the early women's movement in the early 20th century on, there was all sorts of discussion of sex differences, the differences between men and women. From the early sex researchers, sexologists such as Freud, there was all sorts of talk about sexuality and its meanings in American life. In advertising, in the movies, there was clearly the notion that sex sold, and sexuality was used as a way to attract readers and buyers and audiences. And so sex was pretty much everywhere in American culture by the time Jorgensen arrived on the scene. And yet she crystallized some questions for people. She was able to raise some issues. She was able to bring into the public culture some questions of sex and gender and sexuality in ways that they hadn't been there before.
Emboldened by
believe I touched the box. nail? Why, Bones, you know this is illegal.
I only use it for medicinal purposes.
You like snakes, lady? Mm-hmm. Forget the jungle. I got two right here.
You do?
I do.
Sample! So welcome to the killing field, since I really want to know how killing feel. Sample! Proud of the industry.
been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. But you know what? It's almost 10 o'clock and the show's just about over. Our theme this evening, well, we've been celebrating, hopefully, winter on the way out. And over the course of the last hour, our big piece was a sound collage that I mixed up with Wendy Carlos's Winter from Sonic Seasonings, Rhea from Digital Moonscapes, and A Woman's Song from Beauty and the Beast. And thanks to Chuck Yu, we had a number of excerpts from the January Boston Women's Rally. In particular, Tanisha Sullivan of the NAACP, yes. Kara Rose of the Massachusetts ACLU. And the congressional representative, our congresswoman, if you're living in Somerville and Medford, like I am, Ayanna Pressley, who, let me say, she is an incredibly dynamic speaker. I saw her live at our city councilor, Alderman Katiana Ballantyne, and I talked to Ayanna Pressley a little bit, and we may be interviewing her at some point in the future. But yes, an incredibly good public speaker. In that last set beyond the Wendy Carlos, we had Pat Benatar, Fire and Ice, Eddie Raspberry, Cold, Cold Winter Night, Kusha Aurora, and Cold World, a Bhang Raga, Bhangra, from India and the Kashmir, and from the United States, too. And a little bit of Devo going out to Chris Major. Savoir Faire is next with songs from the Squid Pod. Stay tuned for that and more here on WMFO in Medford.